Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
So I couldn't wait for Matt's Moment today because I knew that you would clear this up. What is going on with Dave Aranda?
So,
or not going on?
Well, so the reports last night were that he had become one of the front runners for the UNLV job.
Correct.
And there was one report that from the Associated Press that the job had been offered to Dave Aranda.
Mm-hmm.
Then somewhere around midnight, Adam Rittenberg of ESPN said, that's actually changed. Aranda won't be taking that job, and they've moved on and targeting Oregon's offensive coordinator now. So for now, it looks like Dave Aranda is going to stay in Baton Rouge. So there's a couple things at play here, Michelle. I think the first thing you got to know is that, you know, Dave Aranda just kind of marches to the beat of a different drum. He's a West Coast guy. His family's from the West Coast. He's a Southern California guy. And I think most people assume at some point Dave probably wants to get back to the West Coast. The odd thing is when you look at UNLV in particular, it's a program that has not had a lot of success over the years. But they did just build a brand new football complex. They're going to be playing in the new Las Vegas Raiders Stadium. So there's a lot of resources there now, so that might make it more attractive. But the coach they just fired was making $600,000 a year. And the word, the numbers I was hearing out of Vegas was they're willing to pay a coach around $1.2 million, $1.3 million. Dave Aranda is making 2.5 here.
Yeah, that's what I was.
So it kind of comes down to the fact that Dave's not really a super money motivated guy. And I know for a fact one of the reasons when, the primary reason, when Texas A&M came calling a few years ago and Dave stayed, big part of that was his family. I mean, his wife and his kids, you know, they had been very transient moving from Utah State to, you know, Hawaii, Utah State, Wisconsin, Baton Rouge.
Right.
You know, he hadn't been in a spot in more than 2 years, and they liked it here. His kids liked it. His family liked it here. And they didn't want to leave. So, but I think you also look around and you say, well, when upward mobility happens in a profession like it does in coaching, sometimes you find that avenue. And maybe this is one of those situations where Dave's felt a little bit of criticism this year because the defense has struggled a bit. But in large part, we can have that conversation about why that is. Injuries, complementing a new offense, all that sort of stuff. But maybe it was one of those things where Dave just said, maybe this ship has run its course and it's time to start seeking out what the next opportunity is if his family's ready for it. Clearly, that's not UNLV. Maybe it's another head coaching opportunity. Fresno State's open, Colorado State's open, other, you know, West Coast opportunities in the Mount West. That's a conference he's familiar with. Maybe those come along. Maybe not. Maybe he stays at LSU. Just for timing purposes, I would fully expect, no matter what, Dave to be with LSU through the college football playoff. And the early signing period is a week from today, Michelle. So any coaching decisions that are made, you'd want them to be made before that early signing period. So if anything were going to happen, you'd think it would happen within the next week.